The stats for Donegal were fairly startling, Donna, and in fact, County Leitrim as well, very, very high. And I suppose really it's no major surprise because Ireland's class sizes are the largest in Europe and have been for a considerable length of time. And even though the Department of Education has been increasing or decreasing them rather, for 3 of the last 4 years, there was no increase announced in last year's budget, and obviously the classes this year might even be bigger than what they were reported in the independent they were last year's figures. It is very, very worrying that in Donegal there's nearly 19,000 children and nearly 9,000 of them are in overcrowded classes. Now, the independent defined an overcrowded class at 30 children plus, and that's where Donegal was out of line with some other counties. But in our view, nowadays 25 is overcrowded. When you consider that it's 25 years since the government announced the new curriculum for primary, and they said at that time that the curriculum was designed for classes of 20, and here we are now 25 years on, and we still have these massive classes of 25 plus. And in County Donegal, there's 5,865 children in classes of 25 to 29. Then there's another 2,676 in classes of 30 to 34, and even 70 children in two very large classes, with about 35 in each. And there's really no excuse for that. The country is not short of cash, and this could be sorted on a very, very small budget, because all the government really has to do, the number of children is decreasing, there's less children born. So all they have to do is keep the same number of teachers in the whole country, and then sort of by osmosis the class size will go down, because when you have the same number of teachers but less children, it will go down automatically. So we're pushing hard for a reduction of 2 in the budget now that's coming up on the 1st of October, because this government is finishing up soon, and if they were to get it down by 2 more children, it would be effectively down to the European average of 20. Now, that wouldn't mean that all the large classes in Donegal would be sorted overnight, but we at least would be on a trajectory to getting it sorted, because, you know, some of the children then coming in infants next year would be in nice classes of 20 instead of the really, really massive classes we have at the moment.
And having classes of that size, what does that mean on the day-to-day for the teacher and the students?
Well, you take for the students, say, you know, across our county, County Donegal, Leitrim, and all the rural areas, you don't just have one class in a classroom. You generally have, they're small enough schools, so you generally have maybe junior, senior infants together. That'd be 2 classes, 2 curriculums to deliver, and sometimes you might even have 3 or 4 classes in the 2-teacher schools. And in that situation, you know, when you're trying to deliver a new curriculum coming out now, and you have those demands on you with very large classes, the chances are that you might only get the core curriculum covered properly, and that the other curricular areas that are very, very important, you might be able to get to them. The children that are maybe weaker, children with special educational needs, children, new Irish children who need extra support with their English language, all those children, and children coming from disadvantaged backgrounds as well, need an extra bit of a help with literacy and numeracy. They're going to struggle even more, because the teacher, it's simple enough. The teacher works for 25 hours a week inside in the class. And if you have only 20 children, you can give an average of 1.25 hours to every one of those children, individual attention. Whereas if you have 30 children, you can give a way, way less time to each child. So, you know, the middle children in the class and the children who are maybe in the higher scoring, they'll still do quite well, and Ireland has a good reputation, but it's the weaker children who struggle when you have a very, very large class. And, you know, even for the teacher themselves, you know, trying to organise your groups for your PE and so on, you know, if you're trying to organise basketball and there's 5 aside, like, and you have 35 children in the class, well, the children aren't going to learn the same skills as they would in a smaller class.
Okay, John, I'm going to stop that.